Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
On the 123rd episode of the podcast, the two bards gave to me.
1, 2, 3.
And nothing else.
Nope.
Nope, sorry.
But I rhymed it.
You did. That was pretty good.
Thanks.
So, I don't know. I guess I could give anyone a partridge in their pear tree if they wanted. You're welcome to it. So, we are officially in the 12 days of Christmas.
I've got 11. No. How many milking maids are there?
8.
I have 7.
7.
So someone's got to come up with their own, but I can give them 7 to get them there.
7 maids with 15 nipples. You figure that out. Yes. So, like I said, we are officially in the 12 days of Christmas.
We are.
But this is not our Christmas cast.
Nope.
That's going to be next week.
Yes.
That's a very special one. So please tune in to that one right there.
And tune in.
Tune in. We could live stream it, but I don't know what the internet is like where we're going. So we're probably just going to record it.
Yeah.
And then we will be up.
I mean, it's 12, 15 megabits a second.
We will.
Yeah, up? I know.
15 up?
Oh, God, no.
Then, yeah, we're not live streaming it. So
no.
If we did it at my house, we could, but my house is really cramped. So what we will be doing is we will be doing a show.
Yes.
So the show and the podcast and all that stuff, we'll try and get to go up at the same time, roughly. Additionally, we'll probably get Seth to link everything in his links and do all that jazz so you can always catch both.
Right, because we'll...
But it'll be on the Two Bards YouTube page.
Yes, the Two Bards YouTube page linked from the podcast page.
Which is youtube.com/Two Bards. All one word. So look for that. Should be a lot of fun. Other than that, my holidays are pretty laid back this year. It's been great.
Good.
I mean, I'm not getting any holiday out of the holidays yet because I work for fucking Amazon, but who have one day off, Christmas Day.
Wow.
And they really wish you'd come in and work half a day.
Yeah.
And if you're on call, you do most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, I'm not saying... Amazon needs to be visited by 3 ghosts, is what I'm saying. Okay, let's just put, 4 if you count Marley. Jeff Bezos probably has a dead business partner somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
Lots of chain emails.
Yeah.
Rattling and whipping around.
Fluttering. In the ether,
yeah. I didn't forward it, Ebenezer, and now I'm doomed.
Doomed.
So, We're a little late this week. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Because Scott's been a busy boy.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that for sure. My week is essentially completely and utterly uneventful. It's been work pretty much only aside from I did get to start playing Last of Us, which is a PlayStation game. It's great. It's
awesome.
I can't say anything. Everything is a spoiler. Literally everything. So.
Okay. So is that on the new PlayStation 4?
The remastered version is on PlayStation 4. You can get it on PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, PC, I think. I might be wrong on 360 as well.
So Tom Brophy, if you're listening, there's a game for your new PlayStation that you bought.
Yep. Very good game.
Okay.
Check it out.
He's just using it for the DVD burner.
It doesn't have a burner.
Or not burner.
Player.
The Blu-ray player.
The Blu-ray player. Okay. Yeah.
I think he plays some games because there's controllers.
Well, right.
But
and it, like, you get, if you're PlayStation Gold, you get free games. They're not free. You pay for them because you pay for PlayStation Gold.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But the PlayStation has some killer, killer stuff coming out that's exclusive to it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
kind of tired of the whole exclusive game platform
thing.
Yeah.
Well, I prefer PC, but like No Man's Sky is going to be PS4 only for like 6 months.
Hmm.
And man, I want that game.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an exploration game where mm-hmm. you actually shit gets named after you when you go find it.
Wow.
Or it doesn't get named. It names itself, and then it's discovered by, and it's your name.
Oh, okay.
And it's one giant expansive universe in 360 degrees every way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
If it pans out, if it's not just vaporware, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You never know with those games.
True.
But, yeah, and there are a few others. Ni No Kuni 2, which is Studio Ghibli
mm-hmm.
inspired. I don't, because Ghibli's defunct now. So I don't know if like Disney owns the property or what, but it's a Miyazaki
mm-hmm.
style RPG that you play through.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the first one was on the PS3. It was great. So
very nice.
Anyway, that's my week. How about yours, which was much more exciting?
It was a little more exciting. Got moving ahead on the Kairos Productions mm-hmm. website. Got a nice layout selected, and we'll be working on that in the coming months. Waiting for the last bits and pieces to come floating in for the DHRPG website to get launched. Very excited about that, so make sure that you go and look at that. That's the demonhuntersrpg.com. When it's available, I believe right now it points to the backer kit for the RPG. But hopefully it will be pointing to a really cool new website soon. Talked to Becerra, gonna work on his. Got Jason Vose all laid out. Now I just need copy, which is the hardest thing to get for any web designer ever, is the shit that needs to go in there, because I'm not a marketing guy. I can correct your crappy words into something that look good, but I need the crappy words first to know what it is that I'm supposed to say or make look good. And so that's where I'm sitting basically on all my projects right now, minus the Demon Hunters, because Don had all that. We're waiting for the downloads and bonuses and the last of the book to get edited and final polishes and all that stuff. But I've got like Facebook graphics and avatars and a nice wallpaper for your high def screen and all
What's
sorts
that?
Of stuff.
What's a high def screen?
1920 by 1080.
Okay. So my 4K, it's going to look like shit.
Yeah, sorry. I don't.
I can put it up four times.
You could, and I might have a source that I could get close to a 4K. Mm. I'll look at that.
We'll talk to the old.
I'll see if I can get honeycomb.
Honeycomb. It's big. Yeah.
It's not small. No. And then I finished the 2 days on the shoot, and it's I believe the working title is Buzzard Hollow Beef.
Awesome.
And so we were coming up with all the BHBs that we could, you know, butthead right. beers, butthead butts, beer-headed bozos. It is a bunch of people who are now in L.A. A lot of the actors are with the Upright Citizens Brigade, or the UCB. And most of them, there's guys from Ohio and I think Pennsylvania that all met in all these weird places, but mm-hmm. oddly enough, they all come home to Evergreen State College in Olympia.
Nice.
They've all sort of known or been influenced by someone there, and that's how everybody came together.
Wow. Cool.
And it's truly an independent film, paying decent independent rates.
Oh, nice.
But I was supposed to shoot the last scene, which is coming up to the house, getting into the house,
mm-hmm.
end credit scene, and I was on set for 12 hours from 4 in the afternoon until 4 in the morning. The movie, apparently, when it gets outside mm-hmm. and is sub 40 degrees, sub 50 degrees, it was probably 40s, it gets cantankerous and pulls to the left at all times.
Yeah, so I know about this
even
personally.
When powered off?
Yeah, it's I think it has something to do with the fact that the bands get mm-hmm. hard because the bands are rubber. The Movi in general, though, like if the environment gets in any way persnickety, the Movi starts like shaking violently
mm-hmm.
or going, you know, kind of yep. like trying to move to a center that doesn't exist.
Yep, that's so, what this was doing.
Yeah.
And we were trying to do a jib shot outside, yeah. fighting the rain. Luckily, I was standing out there for nothing but cold
mm-hmm.
and not the rain because mm-hmm. wind storms up the wazoo and everything. So they're shooting stuff inside the house. We're trying to get this thing outside the house, and it's not happening. And yeah, it went long. Special effects didn't work. Technical issues. No jib shot. Yeah, if Bandersnatch, I'm just going to say this. Bandersnatch would have saved the day.
Oh.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
We love you, Bandersnatch.
But there was some blood stuff that didn't quite work.
You know, blood stuff.
I will say this, though. In defense of the special effects person,
mm-hmm.
who will remain nameless.
Okay.
If you're doing a blood effect on a guy who's getting stabbed, and he's wearing a dark blue and black plaid flannel shirt,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard to make it look like there's blood seepage.
Yes.
Because it's a very dark material.
Correct.
So, just saying, he could have been wearing a yellow plaid or almost any other color but dark red, dark blue, and black plaid, and it would have been okay.
Right-ish.
But yeah, it was a combination of, oh, well, we want this kind of visceral blood for this, and then we're going to get the seepy blood for when this happens, and then it just kind of all fell in a lap, and okay, now we just got to go moving on. So, but I'm really excited because I guess the post guy
mm-hmm.
Is there, and he's also done a lot of action movies, and so mm-hmm. did a lot of the choreography, and he and the cinematographer were very much in sync of, okay, we need this, and we need to get this to cut out of that with the action.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about how this is going to cut together, because it wasn't just, hey, we want to do this. It's mm-hmm. somebody who really knows action and the editing process
mm-hmm.
and what's needed to make things work.
Right.
And got all these things. So, and it looks pretty. The cinematographer was really good.
I just knocked over a stack of DVDs and CDs. So.
But that's only because they're haphazardly placed in a precarious position that they shouldn't be. But that's okay.
Hey, what do we got here? The Game's Darkness Rising, twice. The old cover. Wizard of Oz. I'm not going to read that.
Classified.
Just
no, that's,
oh, I can read it?
That's an audience award-winning first 48-hour film I was ever in.
Oh, there you go.
Cornelia Moore was...
Corey Moore.
So yeah, I had an exciting week filled with some work and some excitement and some filming and some cold, long days. My boys came through for me on Sunday, even though I missed the first half of the game because, like I said, got off the shoot at 4 a.m. By the time I got home, it was 5:30, plus the wind down put me out about 6:30, and the game started at 10.
See, I thought you were going somewhere else with it. My boys came back down.
They did descend.
They did make an appearance.
Yes, they did. They did climb out from my spleen, from behind my spleen. Decided to go hang out for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go Seahawks. They're playing my other favorite team, just because it's the Browns. You know. In fact, I had, until very recently, I was going to show you because I thought it was in the closet, a Cleveland Browns sweatshirt
mm-hmm.
that was starting to disintegrate I'd had since, like, high school.
Right, right.
Because, you know, Scott Brown, Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
The same colors as my high school, orange right. and brown. So it was, yeah. So I believe that they could play the entire game facing the opposite direction. And we'll probably beat the shit out of
the Cleveland Browns.
Joey Football.
Joey.
Who, Manziel.
Oh, I like Joey Football. That's
his nickname.
He's very clear to me.
He signs $100 bills at the game. He's all flat. He was the Heisman Trophy winner, the big first round draft pick for quarterback. And he likes to party a lot during the season even.
Oh.
Kind of the Justin Bieber of the NFL, shall we say.
Gotcha.
So, only older. Oh. Like twice Justin's age, even though he's just out of college. Because Justin's what, 14?
No, dude's like 20 something now.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Can he legally drink? Because
I don't
Lord
know.
Lord knows he drinks. What? But
what's that Louis C.K. thing? It's like, oh yeah, I remember Britney when I was like 35, and she was like, you know, 12 or whatever, and now she's like 49, and I'm like, you know, 43. She passed me.
Yeah.
It's true,
Britney.
Brittany.
Yeah, I think that catches
cool
everything up. Oh, and I think I'm throwing another kidney stone.
Oh, excellent. We'll have to get that on film.
Yeah, it was on my Facebook page, the last stone that I passed.
Yeah, no, let's not do that.
Wish I'd gotten the CAT scan or MRI or whatever they took a picture of. That would have been cool. Yeah, but other than that,
I've been receiving some Christmas cards, which is, I'm a dick. I don't send any out. I just don't. I forget, and then I'm like, I don't have time. Fuck. But I got one from Tim Martin.
I did as well.
Got one from...
Thank you, Timmy.
Yeah, thank you, Timmy. It's good stuff. I got a save the date from a friend of ours. She goes by Kel, but I'm not going to say anything more than that. But she's getting the married.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's... and then Mike Thompson got one from him and his cat. Sprocket.
Alrighty.
Comes with a coupon for braided hair by Sprocket.
Nice.
So I can have my hair braided. Yeah.
By a cat?
By a cat named Sprocket.
All right.
Sprocket, of course, being the name of the dog in Fraggle Rock. I don't know if that's necessarily where he got the name, but that's all I can think of whenever I hear Sprocket. Because the guy who owned him, the workshop guy who owned Sprocket.
Was Rocket?
No. he's the priest with Tourette's in Boondock Saints. So he was on Fraggle Rock.
Nice.
Yeah. Someone did that too. They took his dialogue from Boondock Saints and put it over the Fraggle Rock. I saw it forever ago. I have no idea where to find it. But he's like,
that's good.
Fuck it. You know, like they put it over Fraggle Rock. It's pretty awesome. So thank you for everyone who has sent stuff. I will promptly not send anything back because I'm an asshole. I'm just really bad at sending stuff. I don't do physical mail.
I make
Photoshops and I put those up. That's what I do.
I just got one from my aunt and uncle that, you know, I don't get. And Tim's like, hey, we're late with the Christmas cards. I'm like, buddy, well. I don't send them out. I appreciate getting them.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you
like
so much.
Up. I get to decorate for one, you know, month out of the year.
Mm-hmm. Next year, I've made a decision, though. I'm going to send Christmas cards. So and we should come up with some Bard swag to send to folks who send us stuff.
Yeah, we need to get a Two Bards address.
We need to get a Two Bards address. I can ship stuff while I'm working at Amazon for way cheap. So
true that.
I'll ship to people, but like I right now it's like, oh, here's I don't know, half eaten box of cookies. Like I just don't have anything. And what sucks is everyone from out of the country who sends us stuff, it's awesome because we don't have any of the stuff you send us.
Right.
Anything we can send you, you guys have.
You have.
It's
or you have better.
Or you have better. I get maybe Ghirardelli chocolate, like maybe that.
Speaking of which, I want to do the taste test of the two Kit Kats at once.
Okay. I'm going to hand him some Kit Kats real quick. Is that for Mike?
Yep. So we're going to do the sweet potato cheesecake.
Cheesecake. One of each? One stick of each? Okay.
I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, that makes sense. Okay, I've got a cheesecake. And Scott's going for the sweet potato. And we will mix these suckers up and see if this is a fine kettle of fish. I'm going to do mine like this. I'm going to put them together.
Yep, that's...
They look like a little Star Wars robot.
Oh, yes. Or the male robot.
Uh huh.
M-A-I-L.
You know it wasn't a dupe. Might have been. That's pretty damn good.
Those flavors mitigates that lemon.
Those flavors pop together.
Yeah.
Wow. They should make that.
Mmm. You know what we didn't try was dark chocolate.
No, we didn't, but... You want it?
I do. Oh, wow.
That was really good.
That was really good. I'm sorry that we split it in half.
I don't want to eat dark chocolate. I want to let that flavor sit in my mouth.
Yeah, but I've been purposefully not eating these unless I'm on the podcast because otherwise I would have eaten them all.
That's the sound of my fat. You guys get to hear. Didn't even split it? You're a heathen. You can't just put a whole Kit Kat in your mouth. No, I don't want one. I'm saying you got to pop them and you got to eat one stick at a time. How is it? That's disgusting.
That's good.
Mm.
All of a sudden, I don't want to do the sweaty balls thing, but not the Alec Baldwin part.
Yeah, just the
But it can never... gross? No. What's the actress's name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Wasn't it gross?
Anna Gasteyer? Because there's Anna Gasteyer. She's the one.
Molly Shannon.
Molly Shannon and Anna Gasteyer.
Okay. Who am I thinking
of? Is it Anna Gasteyer? She's the one
who Gasteyer.
Anna Gasteyer.
Yeah.
Because she always does what's her name from... also from Quebec, the singer, Celine Dion, right?
I believe
the
that
sound
is
of my voice. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, with that side note of Kit Kat.
Yeah. That's. It's just really good there. I really like that.
Oh, it's
the
delicious.
Flavor of Kit Kat.
It's really nice this
just
time of
year. Kind of put them on your tongue, taste them a little bit. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
It's great.
It's just great.
It's kind of like licking wool.
Mm.
Only wool. Better.
Yeah. Steel or regular.
Steel wool.
Mm, okay.
Maybe right. A cat.
That's enough. I don't want to do any more NPR.
No. But man, that it takes so little effort to do.
It's really the least effort you have to put into radio.
Yeah.
It's just. Well, you have to try not fall asleep.
Scott and Andy in the morning.
Hey.
Scott and Andy in the morning.
Okay, if we're doing Scott and Andy, I'm going to be the nasally guy. Hey, what is it, Scott? Well, I'll tell you this much, man. The traffic's been crazy, crazy this week. I went to the mall, and they call it the mall for a reason, only they should spell it with a U. Scott and Andy.
In the morning.
In the morning.
We have faces for
those clowns in Congress.
But speaking of... I watched the Nick Offerman C-SPAN political correspondence dinner or whatever roast. Pretty amazing.
Really? Good.
Yeah. He said he had slight stubble, but everything was shorn. He said, for those of you mourning the lack of my mustache, there was a slight contract dispute. I'm with UTA and he's with CAA. And he is now filming a Hornitos commercial down in Texas. He smiled like three times at his own jokes.
Nice.
But did a great rendition of the Bill of Rights.
Nice.
And what they really mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Second Amendment. He's all for the Second Amendment. Everyone should own guns like they said that you could own when they signed...
The muskets.
Black powder muskets.
One round of an hour.
Smooth bore.
Yeah, smooth bore, so that you don't even know where they're going.
Yep.
And the most common cause of death is shattered bone causing a bleed out.
Yep. Yeah, I was like, okay, that's awesome. And then he proceeded to call out the fact that... if you have an argument with me, it should be held with discourse. And if we can't get to the bottom of it with words, then I demand a bout of fisticuffs. And if that still can't be solved, then we still don't get a gun.
Swords of Dawn?
I think so, yeah.
Nice, nice.
So
I don't know who this Dawn person is, but she's pissed someone off.
Yes, she has.
All with swords at Dawn. So, anyway.
Anyway.
This is going to be a short one. We should just go ahead and get that out of the way right now, because we're not going to be doing a Bard v. Bard on purpose.
Yep.
Because next week is going to be the Christmas special. So we're saving a little bit for that. I've got to get home and write for some Dead FM stuff that needs to go out for the Christmas episode of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should jump right to questions and then get the hell out of here.
Okay. Well, the first question, I believe in reverse order, would be the first two from the Facebooks. Rob McLennan writes, who is your totem superhero, the one that most resonates with you, or who you would be if you were a superhero?
I think the only answer for a totem superhero would be Apache Chief, wouldn't it?
Enochuk.
He grew big. He got big. He got big, Scott. Mm-hmm. Huge.
Okay.
Racist as hell, but huge.
Apparently.
Man, I don't... There's a lot. There's, you know, one that doesn't get a lot of play is Badger, the Badger from the early 80s.
Mm.
He's essentially an animal rights activist that goes crazy. Unfortunately, now it's no longer like fanciful comedy. It's just a Tuesday for like PETA.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Tick probably is the most resonant with me. Because he's nigh invulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
But not invulnerable, but nigh invulnerable.
Right.
Doesn't like people hitting him in the head or squishing his head or making his head hot. Those things he is not a fan of.
He is not a fan of any of those.
But he's just pure good. He's just a good guy. Whether or not he does good things, but he's a good guy.
His intent is good.
Yeah.
And Patrick Warburton was perfect.
Yes. And, you know, an American Made, good. Arthur, good. Deflator Mouse, piece of shit. But the rest of them, good. And I'm not talking about Patrick Warburton. I'm not talking about the live action. Right. I'm talking about the comic book. I don't even understand the... Like, they got so... Like, Deflator Mouse is hilarious.
Yes.
It's Batman, and Deflator Mouse means the bat, the flying mouse. He was Deflator Mouse. Batmanuel is garbage. That's just a garbage name that makes a joke about a Mexican name. Ugh. American Made? Awesome! American Made was great. What was the she was something like Liberty something in the live action.
Oh.
Patrick Warburton was great. The end. Mickey Dolenz will always be my Arthur. I mean, don't get me wrong. Just don't seriously, Rob Paulsen, love you. You're great. Mickey Dolenz is my Arthur though. You'll be my Pinky for ever. You're my favorite. Just everything. Except for Arthur. That's Mickey Dolenz.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Tick.
I liked Batman well. But that's because he was on that Brooke Shields. He was on that Brooke Shields, Kathy. Who's the D-list? Kathy.
Ireland?
No.
Oh, Kathy.
The comic.
Oh, God damn it. Her voice is kind of like.
Well, yeah, she's the redhead.
Not Keener. She does voices on Family Guy for the sister. Kathy Griffin.
Yes.
Oh, wait. From the show, the D-list. I'm an idiot. I just thought you were saying someone on the D-list.
No, from the show, the D-list.
Yeah, Kathy Griffin.
So, Kathy and Brooke Shields had that one newspaper comedy for a while, and the guy who played Batman well was the photographer for the magazine. And I've always appreciated him, and so when it was like him and Patrick Warburton and
see, I only know one magazine comedy, and that's Just Shoot Me, with your David Spade and your
what was Brooke Shields in that?
No, what's her name from that Brian Benman show? Oh God, why can I not think of this? Dream On. It was the ex-wife from the show Dream On. She also did the voice of Pacha's wife in Emperor's New Groove. She's great.
I think Just Shoot Me is the one I'm thinking about, though.
Brooke Shields.
Was Kathy Griffin in that?
Maybe. I don't know. Seems maybe, right? We could look. We have magical pocket computers.
We do.
But I don't want to.
I don't either. So, yeah, I immediately was thinking Wolverine for Totem. Because I was just thinking spirit animal, Totem superhero. But the one that most resonates with me, and I will say it again here for all eternity, Aquaman has always been my jam.
He's badass. People forget how badass he is. You remember the like when the new Justice League came out, and that guy's there, he's like, what are you going to do, talk to some fish? And he's like, you realize how many aquatic creatures live inside you, right? You realize how many there are. And he's badass. He's badass.
Yeah, but nobody... and what was it going to be, MoMA? Who was going to play him in like the movie?
Yeah.
He's got a movie coming out. I know. He's got to.
No, well, I hope so, because, yeah, that's the guy, the Dothraki king was going to play him. That would have been amazing.
Yes.
Because the new Aquaman looks huge. He's ginormous.
Yeah.
It's great. Well, I guess One Punch Man might be a new totem for me. Because he's just like, he doesn't really care. It's great. He's just a passive superhero that can kill anything with a punch.
But doesn't.
No, does. All the time. All the monsters with a punch.
Oh, okay.
And they unleash their most powerful attacks, and he's like, oh. It's awesome. It's so funny.
I need to find that then.
Yeah. It's on Hulu.
I am watching The Red Road that has MoMA on it now.
Nice.
It takes place in New Jersey, and it's rural Jersey with Native American tribe.
Wendy Malick, I think, is who I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Love Wendy Malick.
She's in Just Shoot Me. And David Spade.
I think Brooke Shields is in that.
She might be. What's her name from The Stand? I think she was from The Stand. Laura San Giacomo? Is that right?
Yes.
I think she's in it.
Okay.
So she's the daughter of the newspaper guy or whatever.
Yeah,
and
right.
Wendy Malick played the old, head. She was the Devil Wears Prada person for the whole thing, but she used to be a model. And then there's a photographer who slept with every model.
Yeah, and that's Batman Well.
It is.
It is.
Huh.
So it is Just Shoot Me That Way. Okay. Because I was like, it's a photography, it's a magazine, it's a photo thing, it's like TMZ before there was a TMZ.
Yeah.
Yeah, Just Shoot Me sounds right. Okay, here's a good one. And I believe this is specific, but I'm not sure what it's specific for, because there's a number of ways you can take this.
I'm holding my breath.
What types of music, from Paula Moran, what types of music do you listen to get inspired? Now, I don't know what inspiration you're looking for, so...
Well, if I'm looking
could be some Al Green.
Oh, if I'm looking to write,
I
very, very much like Led Zeppelin.
Oh, okay.
Pink Floyd, I'll listen to that. The thing is, I can't listen to music and do something else.
Right.
I have to listen to music. So if I'm going to get inspired, I'm going to sit down and listen.
With your vaporizer.
Not necessarily. No. Not if I'm going to write. That's insane.
Inspired, and then when that wears off, you can go right.
That's like tying your fucking hands together. That's terrible. Don't do that. I've heard microdosing LSD. Good.
Oh, okay.
Weed is not, it doesn't work like that.
Okay.
It's not a creative drug, unless you're talking about culinary creation. Then fucking the sky's the limit. You will put anything together.
Right. Okay.
Scooby-Doo makes total sense. Yeah. A chocolate marshmallow peanut butter ham sandwich. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get that. But no, not for writing. Terrible. Oh, okay. But I've heard microdosing LSD works really well. Not that I'm saying I will. So.
If anyone wants to send some micro LSD to
please
two bards.
Please don't bring it to us by hand.
Yeah.
Don't send anything in the mail like
courier.
That.
Courier.
Yes, courier. If I want to clean my house, this is no fucking joke. It's like heavy metal the whole way. If I want to get inspired to clean, heavy metal, not new heavy metal either. It's got to be old. It's got to be old heavy metal, you know, or even hard, even just like the hard sort of
Celtic Frost.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Fuck yeah, that would work.
Okay.
I guess, you know what else?
Like 80s metal.
Boston punk works too. Pretty okay. well for yeah. cleaning. For cleaning. And those are my two motivations. Like everything else I can do on my own. But, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I used to listen to get inspired, but I got to the point where I would just start zoning out to the music and stop doing stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
And so I used to, especially in a work environment, to drown everything out, I would just have my tunes, mm-hmm. have my headphones, and start doing stuff. But now when I'm on my own and I could have, you know, nice speakers blaring and
quiet.
Total silence.
Focus on the writing. Say stuff in your head. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't get inspired for theater, mm-hmm. And going to set and stuff. I will say that I usually try and get some Dropkick Murphys, mm-hmm. Some Social Distortion. Really want to get there. Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction.
Oh, see, for me, it's Crazy Train. If I want to get somewhere fast, it's Crazy Train.
No, I mean...
Oh.
For any of those three things to get...
Right, okay, gotcha.
You know, sort of amped up and, you know, I'm bebopping on the way to wherever I'm going. It's like, okay, let's throw some of these in. Let's get jazzed up. Let's get going.
Crazy Train is what I put on if I want to pass 500 cars.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just...
All aboard! Damn it!
Exactly.
Yeah.
You should have done it between the mics.
I'm too lazy and there's too much stuff.
There's
between
a lot of
the
stuff
two.
Between them.
I. And another one that is just good for me, just to like recharge, inspired. Rush or Boston.
Boston, man. Boston.
Yeah.
You know their fucking, I think it's their bassist, is like a complete genius.
Yep.
That whole guitar sound, he engineered that whole thing. Like, it's an amazing, amazingly complex circuit that he created for that guitar sound. And it's awesome.
Yeah. Some of the best people have all the Edge.
Mm-hmm.
U2 sounded unique because he made his own. Mm-hmm. Effects,
mm-hmm.
Boston, and Brian May from Queen. Mm-hmm. His first guitar was built out of wood from the house that his father and he were renovating.
Yep.
Renovating. Yeah, that's the one. And last question comes to us from the Twitter space from someone we have not heard from in very long time. That would be Rival Guy, at Rival Guy Speaks, asks, what phone do you recommend for someone who wants to stick with a Windows phone but is stuck with Verizon?
Well, let me put it this way, because there's no soft way to put it. Son, you fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem.
No Vaseline, lots of sand.
You already own the best Windows phone you can get on Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
The 925 is that's their flagship. The 735 is the next. It's the only other one available. It's the only one you can buy now. Anyway.
It's the only one branded that they're selling.
And right now. It's a budget phone. It's made. It's lower quality. It's the 700 series. It was originally made from like the 7, because that would have been the 730 is the AT&T variant,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they would have shipped off to like India, Ukraine, China. They don't do that. The phone you have is better.
Right, so, now the one he has, either the 725 or 35,
925
or the 925.
I believe the 925.
Because I believe the 920, which was the T-Mo.
Yes,
and then the 925 came out, and that was the big thing for Ryzen. I don't think my 920 would upgrade to Windows 10, but I think the 925.
The 920 will upgrade to Windows 10.
It will.
It should. Yeah, they said that everything for the last like 4 years should eventually upgrade.
Huh.
So it'll go to Windows 10, but you're not going to get any more performance out of it. I mean, it's
true.
It's going to be a, whatever the Snapdragon 780 or whatever that was in it.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, it's whatever it is, but I mean,
yeah, I think it's like a single core.
I'm kind of digging the new Windows 10 OS on the phone. Other than, let's just check in on.
Oh yeah, let's see what your battery is at now that we've.
Eighty-six.
So it's
apparently, it was those pesky tabs.
So Scott's been having some battery issues with his phone, and I took a look, and the only thing I could find is he had 18 tabs open in IE, and IE always gets background privilege.
For the record,
Edge.
None of them were porn.
None of them, not one. In fact, two of them were the Welcome to Windows Phone tabs. So he has not closed a tab since he got his phone. And it's a pain in the ass that when you close IE, it doesn't close the tabs. That's pretty stupid. So I'm going to bug that. But holy shit, he was burning through 20%.
Okay. Let's see. At 159, I took a screenshot yesterday at 35%. Mm-hmm.
1:59 p.m.
1:59 p.m. at 2:18. Whoops. 2:8 because the screenshot looks like what I'm not trying to do. 24%.
Wait. So that's 11%
in an hour.
Not even an hour.
No. And then 2:36, 18 minutes later, I was down to 15%.
Yes. And this time around, you were at 92%.
92%.
Down to 86%.
In an hour.
In an hour, which still isn't great.
No, but probably if I'd done a hard reboot and reset. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that is. But the funny thing is, the battery was so hot. Mm-hmm. And so I guess technically, the tech support that I was given would have helped because they wanted me to do an entire
factory reset
window dirt.
Well, it would have helped until you opened up a bunch of tabs again.
Right.
Now, and, you know, to go in and close the tabs out. I'm assuming you had JavaScript running in the background. Yeah. You said you were playing a game on one of the tabs, and because it gets background privilege period,
right,
that rendering process was kicking up and getting priority every time. The only reason we found it is because we went into the battery saver and found that it had been using, that's much cooler.
Yeah.
It had been using 48 some odd percent of the battery. Edge was sitting there with like tons of battery usage.
Yeah. And I had no idea because every other time that I checked it, it was always
display.
Messaging and display.
Yeah. Weird.
But yeah, display taking up a third of your battery percentage wise when it's
technically
on and off.
Display takes up 80% of your battery no matter what. But
right.
The individual app that's using the display is what gets tagged.
And I did have glance set to 15 minutes instead of 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. So that...
Yeah, well, let's hope this worked because that's already a huge improvement.
Yeah.
So, cool. Now, as far as the 950 XL on Verizon, here's the story as I know it.
Mm.
And I'm sorry about this, rival, but here it is. So the 950 XL... totally has the radio to work on Verizon.
Yep.
You cannot activate it on Verizon. Verizon is saying it's Microsoft's fault. Microsoft is saying it's Verizon's fault. Essentially, it is not allowed on... So they have a whitelist set up. Verizon has a whitelist set up. So they will not allow you to put unbranded... Some unbranded you can do, like the Nexus, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They allowed that on. But they won't let this one on for some reason. And they're saying it's Microsoft's fault. Microsoft's saying, we went through the thing. Verizon should be able to do it. And they won't. And so I'm not sure what the fucking problem is.
Is there a potential solution in the number we were talking about?
No. No, because CDMA doesn't work like that. CDMA is actually tying... The service is tied to the chip.
Oh, so
the CDMA bands that are on there are used to register the phone with the LTE network and to make calls.
Mm-hmm.
So CDMA, 2G and 3G are what you make calls over, and then LTE is for your internet. And you can also go back. That's why you can't make a phone call on Verizon and surf the internet at the same time if you're on 3G.
Oh,
but if you're on LTE, You can make phone calls and surf the internet at the same time because the LTE is what's doing the internet, and then the phone calls are going over 3G. So the CDMA 3G bands are correct. Those are totally correct for Verizon, but they won't take them. Don't know why.
Yeah, I think there was some pooch button by somebody somewhere for.
Well, I think part of it is AT&T like just gets to call the shots. They just get to call the shots. They're not a monopoly, but they're a superset of many, many phone companies again.
Yep.
So, I mean, fuck the WAP for it, or the internet APN is still singular. If you look it up for AT&T,
really?
It's still the singular servers.
Wow.
So I think was it Stephen Colbert that did that whole joke where he comes back around and it's AT&T again? He's like, he talks about the breakup.
Oh,
and then he comes back
around
and AT&T owns everything again. So I do have a friend at work who is on Verizon who wanted the 950 so bad. He walked in with the phone in his hand and said, "You have an hour to get this on your network. If you don't, I'm leaving." And then he walked over to AT&T and ended up on AT&T. So don't know what to tell you.
Wow. Yeah.
Now there is. So there is a third party Android phone that can be flashed with Windows 10. What does that sound? It's like the emergency. Is there an emergency? You don't hear that beeping?
Huh.
So maybe we're getting
Amber Alert on phones.
Amber Alert. Okay. It's funny that it popped up.
In Pasco City, Washington, there's an Amber Alert for a gray Honda Civic with Arizona plates.
By the time you guys get this, it's not going to matter.
Nope. But I'm doing my duty to rebroadcast.
We can
Amber
never
Alert.
Go back to Arizona.
No.
So, wow, that was weird.
Yeah.
There's no reason the phone shouldn't be able to work on Verizon technically, but they won't let it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There's your answer.
Kind of like my voiceover Wi-Fi.
Though we think we might be able to solve that, but we're going to try it and see what happens. And report back. So.
Because that would be awesome if that happened.
I will say this phone continues to get better incrementally, not as fast as it should, but incrementally it gets better. Today, a bunch of people bailed on me when I had a presentation to do. This isn't a joke. Like they were just like, "Oh, I can't make it to the meeting." And I'm like, "Well, fuck. Okay, I don't have a laptop at work." Because I don't have a work laptop at work. My work laptop stays at home for VPNing only. Because it's a piece of shit because Amazon does hardware in the most frupid way possible. So frupidity is being frugal to a point of being stupid. So I just threw all the stuff on my phone and ran the Continuum up there and put it on the display, and it was great. It worked perfectly.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Nice. What was the presentation in PowerPoint?
No, I just did it in Word, but PowerPoint would have been fine. I just didn't have time to make a PowerPoint.
Yeah.
So I just threw everything in Word.
Nice.
Word.
Word. Word up.
Yeah. So that's
Word
that.
To your mother.
All right. Well, thank you for sticking with us. I don't know, Scott, do you have anything more or should we just get to our thank yous?
I got nothing.
Okay. Again, tune in next week for a very special Christmassy. And I don't care what religion you... I know it's not a religious thing. It's Christmas.
No, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. It's
December 25th is Christmas Day.
Yeah, and we're just...
On all Gregorian Christian calendar. I did think about this today, though. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a single world holiday. I think that we should...
It's Freedom Day!
We should have One World Day or something, because... New Year
is only on the Gregorian
calendar.
He's not a Futurama fan, guys.
Nope. That's it. I mean, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, all Veterans Day, Memorial Day, all of these things are not... And I was like, oh, well, New Year's Day. But even though it's celebrated around the world, except for China, it's only on Gregorian calendar. So anyone who's not on a Gregorian calendaric system, I think I got all those words in the correct vernacular, doesn't have it. So we need to have some global unifying, it's a small world after all day or something.
I think Kwanzaa could be that if people weren't racist. If you look at the whole Kwanzaa thing, it's about unity. It's about, you know, knowledge. It's about, it's a really great celebration, but it's, you know, what, 60 years old, roughly 50 years old, somewhere in there. And, and people are super racist about it. It's a black thing. It's all right. Well, it's about unity, brotherhood, you know, and brotherhood of course means personhood, but you know, I don't know. But then there are the songs. Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen. You can't beat
Who's Stephen, and why is he having a feast, and why wasn't I invited?
Well, he's having the feast, and then there's this dude, and he's like, oh, I'm cold and chopping wood, and the king goes down, and he's like, hey, come on, let's go eat a bunch of meat over at your place. He's like, well, yeah, but I'm by St. Agnes Fountain right against the forest fence. There's like wolves and shit, and he's like, I don't care, come on. And then he brings his like little lackey who's like, you're making me go, and then they go and they eat. It's great.
Awesome.
It's a good song.
Yeah. And figgy pudding.
Figgy pudding.
Are we hungry? Everything's about food. So, thanks to all of our Patreon subscribers. Hawk Robinson.
Oh, Leslie Sedlak.
Todd McKimmy.
Donald Evans.
Zombie Orpheus Entertainment.
Bradley Swan.
Trampas Johnson.
Gordon DeDuke.
Digby Davis LLC.
Paula Moran.
Amanda Cook.
Mark Bevier.
James Herbert.
I actually need to... A little off here.
Adam.
Adam Morey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Adam Morey.
Mike Thompson.
Tim Martin.
Rob McLennan.
Lotta Jerif.
Laura Adams.
Tom Brahapahi.
Potato Pope, Juggy Sharp.
Justin Everett.
Brittany Bentley.
Brad Roberts.
Jennifer Riefenberry.
I call him Big Bad Brob. No, Big Brad Rob. I call him something.
I said Riefenberry. Jennifer Riefenberry. There we go.
Riefenberry.
You've got...
Oh, I want to do an anagram for him, but I can't. Rival Guy.
And Chad Jones.
The Big Chad Jones.
The Big, tall, big mustachioed Chad Jones.
Hmm. I like mustachios.
Yes.
No, I like maraschinos. Sorry.
Right. It's not mustachio cherry.
No. So, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
If you're listening.
And you want to tell us why Jesus was born in the summer, or what that star probably was, supernova or something, or really what, just anything, you can just...
Why fruitcake lasts so long.
I think fruitcake, frankly, they talk about searching for dark matter and dark energy. Fruitcake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Universal fruitcake.
I have seen like 50-year-old fruitcake.
I think the universe is just a giant simulation to create fruitcake, which is a culinary singularity.